Good evening, folks, and welcome to Act It's Immunity Challenge. This week, our contestants were to either create or use a previously made Old Spice commercial and pretty much be that guy. Up first is Apotheria.
Hello, ladies. Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me! Sadly, he isn't as manly as me. But he could be a manly man like me if he grew a beard. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're on a boat. With the manly man, your man could have a beard like. What's in your hand? Back at me. It's an oyster. With 2 tickets to the annual beard and mustache competition. Look again. The tickets are now Rogaine! Anything is possible when your man has a beard and not a clean-shaven girly face. I'm on a bearded horse. Bum ba bum 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 ba bum bum.
Apotheria. We have Lulu with us for the immunities. She's not going to join us for the show, though, because we don't like her that much.
You told me I could. You said I'd be replacing you.
That was... Right? That's when I was... That was a while ago.
Well,
that was some dream you had.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
In the dream, Appa was riding a manly bearded horse.
Yes, he was.
Which also came true, so
it
I can
did.
Understand why you were confused.
Yeah.
What do you think, Lulu?
I wrote, where am I in my notes? I think he said, where are you? So that I got scared. I didn't know where I was.
Yeah.
It was so manly. I wish I had a beard.
I wish I had a beard. Well, I mean, I just have a goatee, but it's not a beard.
That doesn't count.
No.
No.
Zelena, do you have a beard?
Do you?
No.
You hesitated. I think you do.
Oh, I think she's lying.
Do you have a beard, Zelena? Tell us.
Don't hide it. Yeah. Want it.
Yes, I have a beard.
I knew it.
Sexy. I'm
Most,
so turned on right now.
Me too. Most Latin women have beards.
Really? Mm. That's true. I thought it was mustaches, though.
Yeah, it's just mustaches.
Yeah, it's mustaches.
And most Asian women don't have any hair on their body, including on their head.
Yeah.
They have wigs.
Yeah, that's true. Made from Latin women's mustaches.
Exactly. It's a, like, yeah. This was sexy, Appa. That's the only note I had. OMG, Appa, this was sexy.
I thought you were very aggressive, and it turned me on.
Yeah, she likes
You were like Hugh Jackman with a beard, and you were, like, on a horse, and you were like, oh, I'm Wolverine. Love me.
I'm ovaries?
I said Wolverine. But he could have ovaries. They'd be really manly ovaries, too.
Wolverine would be better if his name was Ovary. Ovary.
Ovary.
That would be interesting.
Ovary.
What would his powers be?
That's, like, French.
He'd still have his adamantium steel claws, but they would come out of his ovaries. That would send Magneto running for the hills.
It would. It would, definitely. What are we talking about right now?
Zelena?
This was fun.
Are you as aroused by this as Lulu and I are?
I guess.
Did it, like stimulate your ovaries?
It did
mine. I want a baby now.
Did metal claws come shooting out?
Let me check.
Little tiny beards on them.
No, not yet.
We need
yet.
Maddie here to do her vagina monologue, and then this would just be the best.
Yeah.
Zelena wants a baby, so Lulu, if you're not up for it, I'm okay. I'll take a bullet for the team.
Okay. If you want.
We'll name the baby after you.
Okay. I'm good with that.
All right.
That's...
Do anybody have anything else they want to say?
I love how he opened it. I like the ending.
Zelena liked the beginning, you liked the ending, I liked the middle.
Oh, we got all the bases covered.
Yeah. Good job.
I like the da-da-dum-dum at the end.
Yeah, I did too, that was awesome. I don't have anything else to say about this.
Such a musician, Appa.
You are. Let's move on.
Up next is Bree.
When I think of a man, I think of a strong man. A sexy man. A man who could support me in various ways. A sexy man. A man who could support me, hold me tight, and woo me in various ways. And when we're having a steamy moment, and I'm leaning in close to his bare chest, I don't want to smell dainty daisies. I want to inhale the sexy, musky scent of a real man. That's a real turn-on. That's why my man uses Old Spice. And you should, too. Smell like a man, man. Ba-da-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba.
Does that remind anybody else of Hard Candy?
Yes.
That made me super
right before
uncomfortable.
She cuts out his ovaries.
Yes, with her adamantium claws that come out of her own ovaries. And they have an ovary battle that's like a sword fight with their ovary weapons.
That was my favorite part of that movie.
Mine too.
Best. Great acting.
Hard ovaries is what it should have been called.
Yeah.
Did it make your ovaries hard, Lulu?
It made my ovaries awkward feeling. It made my ovaries feel a little uneasy.
It made me want to cut off my penis for being a man.
That's never a
good
feeling.
Because it was awkward for me.
Oh, dear. I hope you didn't actually do that. It's not an impulse you should follow.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes some people should follow that impulse.
Yeah, some people. But I don't know why, but I wrote musk and I put a little heart next to it.
Musk?
Musk.
She used the word. I think.
Oh,
she didn't want a man to smell like dainty daisies.
Oh, she wanted that musk. She wanted
that
him to
musk.
Support her in various ways.
Various ways. Oh.
That made me uncomfortable, you guys.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like if this was an actual Old Spice commercial, it would be pulled off the air and never seen again.
Because a 12-year-old talking about musk is kind of inappropriate.
No, a 12-year-old talking about being supported in various ways during steamy moments is inappropriate.
That's true. That too.
This is R. Kelly's favorite commercial ever. Yeah. He wants to pee on it.
I wasn't going to go there, but...
Like a jellyfish.
Yeah, yes. Like a jellyfish, Zona. Exactly.
I don't understand that reference.
I don't either. But it's better than what I was inferring, so we'll just say that it's like R. Kelly got stung by a jellyfish and had to pee on it to make the sting go away. That's all.
I wasn't inferring
that R. Kelly's a pedophile.
No. He just wanted to heal her.
Yeah, he just got it's like, Bree, he thought you got stung by a jellyfish and then wanted to pee on you. It's not creepy or anything.
He was probably high or something when he thought of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
There were some mic puffs, right? Was I the only one that heard that?
Huh?
Some puffs in the recording and hitting your mic, Bree.
Right. Oh, there's some puffs going on, all right.
Oh, yeah. Like, try not to gasp directly into your mic when you're, panting in anticipation for whatever you were going to do after this.
Oh, my gosh. What? I'm so uncomfortable right now. It was it was a good commercial, though. She did a good job with it.
Yeah, it was very sensual.
It was like a midnight, I don't know what they're called, the midnight caller people.
Like the what?
Escorts.
The escort lines.
How do you know about anything about that?
My little brother.
Do you work in...
What?
Your little brother's an escort?
No, he dials them on the phone all the time. He hands me the phone. I'm like, hanging up now.
Are those 900 lines?
I don't know.
Behavior.
No, but it's it was that same awkwardness. I'm like,
If he's calling lines and handing the phone and it's 12-year-olds like that talking, your brother needs to be put in jail.
Unless he's also a 12-year-old.
Unless
he's 15.
He doesn't need to be. He's too young to be calling the escort lines and or peeing on jellyfish.
Yeah.
I could say something, but no.
So, yeah, this made me uncomfortable, but it was good. My ovaries are very uncomfortable right now. Should we move on?
Yeah.
I'm never going to be able to have children now.
My ovaries are done.
My ovaries are dead. Okay, done.
Terrible.
And the last Old Spice commercial spokesperson for tonight is Rye Guy.
Look at me. Now look at that ass clown you call a husband. Now look back at me. Do you find me attractive? Fuck yeah, you do. I'm fucking hot. Maybe if he were wearing new Old Spice anti-stank, you wouldn't be fantasizing about riding through the universe on the back of a Heligorn bear sloth, giving a reach around to the king of a fucking interstellar empire. Wouldn't you like to spend a romantic candlelit evening for two in the cave of an intergalactic warlord? What the hell is that? Is it a class 4 laser blaster? Why, yes it is. Ow, that was my hand, you dick. But wait, it's growing back. Oh, nobody can do that. Can you? Can that douche bandit sitting next to you? Hell no, just Drek, and soon all of your asses will belong to me. I'm hung like a horse. Shut the fuck up and stop laughing. That's me pretending I can whistle.
Your Drek has slipped. It wasn't the usual.
This Drek was more reserved and manly.
I would say more sophisticated.
Yeah. He's on a horse.
I know this character not.
You're not missing anything. No, I'm just kidding. It was funny, like, 2 seasons ago. It was really funny.
Yeah. I remember that. Even I know that one.
Yeah, even Lulu knows it, and she doesn't understand English.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think?
The accent was in and out.
Yeah, what happened to your Drek, Raga?
I didn't know what it was at first. At first I was like, oh, this is Antonio Banderas. Oh no, it's Scottish now. Oh, what's going on? Where am I? I got scared again.
I thought it was supposed to be Scottish.
Was it?
I think it's like an amalgamation of a lot of different accents. I've never been able to pinpoint Drek's accent quite.
That's because he's like from a different
world.
He's
from Sarcophia, I think.
What? Okay,
he's a Sarcophian. I know that.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. Did this make you uncomfortable, like Breeze?
No, it didn't.
Nah.
It made me a little confused.
I'd like to support Drek in various ways, if you know what I mean.
Oh, really? Okay, you do that. It's a Drek. The whistling was interesting.
The whistling was funny. That's me pretending how to whistle. I like that part.
Yeah.
And I like that he said something. He said something about a horse, but it wasn't a horse. He said something like, what did he say?
I don't remember.
Changed it up a little bit. I liked that.
He changed, everything. So
I'm now a horse or something.
A horse's
he's
ass.
Hung like a horse.
He's not hung like a horse. I thought that was funny.
I bet he is. No, I bet he isn't, actually. That'd be weird. That'd be awkward.
Hung like a horse?
Yeah.
No, he is.
Literally like a horse.
No, he is.
Really?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, how do you personally think he got on acting?
Oh.
You know, you were on acting last season, Lulu. You know what it takes.
Yeah, yeah. I know the drill.
You know the drill.
I have no idea what to really say, because I have no idea
poor
about
Zelena.
This character.
Zelena.
Oh, God.
Maybe you should start drinking again.
I think...
You can drink on this show.
Don't do that.
This isn't happiest competition. You can drink.
No.
I prefer you to be drunk.
I prefer you to be sober.
Drink. Wait, how old are you, Zelena? Drink, Zelena.
You're older than me?
Drink.
What is this?
What do you think? She's like 15. You think I'm encouraging a 15-year-old to drink, Lulu?
Was everybody thinking I'm younger?
Yes, I do.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, okay. This time.
Because you are like 3 feet tall, and you have a high voice, and you giggle a lot.
Yeah.
Because that solves everything.
And you're Mexican.
What's that?
Mexicans don't age past the age of 21.
Apparently.
And if they do, they become maids.
I'm a librarian, so I kind of...
And you're not a maid yet, so I assume you're younger.
Not yet. It goes
19,
20,
21,
maid. Yeah.
That's pretty much
it. You have 1 year, Zelena, before you become a maid. You could be a cook or custodian or a stripper.
What?
You could work in a Mexican restaurant, like a family-owned business. Does your family own a Mexican restaurant? Because they should.
They should.
There you go. Encourage them so you don't have to become a maid next year.
Yeah. That's your only way out.
It's your only way.
If you keep drinking, like Dylan is encouraging. He's leading you down the wrong path.
I'm bad influence, Selena.
You are.
Don't listen. No happy
never
juice.
Never listen to him.
Lulu. You're Dylan. Filipino, so you're either a nurse or a dancer.
Singer.
No. That's true.
Or what?
Or
a singer.
Or Shuri's Pimpinko. Or
That'd be the singer. Pretty much. Those are your options in life. At least you're not, yeah. At least they're not maid, custodian.
Really? No, there are lots of maid Filipinos.
No.
Yeah,
but those are the ones that work at the like the happy they ending. They give those are the happy ending maids.
Really?
Yeah. No. Probably.
Yeah.
So enough about more, so okay. Enough about the Dylan, Zelena, and Lulu show. Let's talk about who wins.
Who wins?
Enough Dylan being racist. Okay. My vote for winner tonight. Well, okay, they all three had strong points. Ryguys was really well written. Breeze made us all extremely uncomfortable, which I think takes some sort of talent. And then Apotherius was sensual. Apotheria.
Okay.
My vote's for Apotheria because he gave me an erection.
I'm uncomfortable again. Oh, that was nice. Subtly right. Put there.
I am the master of subtlety.
Well, yes.
Apotheria.
Your vote, Zelena? Your vote, Lulu?
Well, I was intrigued by Ryguy's giant penis. I will also say Apotheria.
All right, Apotheria, you are immune tonight. I hope that the main show tonight is as good as the immunities. However, Zell and I have heard it, and we know that that's not the case.
Oh, damn.
So, good job with the immunity, Apotheria. Do you have anything, anybody have anything they want to say or plug or anything?
So
Lulu's
now.
On Lone Star. Zelena's on Happiest Competition on Earth. I'm on every other show. Now with...
That's like a show none of us are on.
Happiest Competition on Earth, now with 100% less alcohol.
Oh.
Let's plug a show no one... I'm not on anything that Zane's involved with.
So you think... so you're a parody? I think that's one of them.
I don't know what shows those are.
Yeah, let's plug that. Everybody listen to So You Can Sing a Parody, even though we all know that's never going to happen.
What?
What?
I never said that.
Should
we
should stop. No, right. We should quit now.
Okay.
Adios.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night.